Welcome to The Fifth Thing. It's the Q&A segment of my Four Things podcast. I'm Amy Brown, and I've been going through some of the questions that you've sent me, and I really appreciate that y'all take the time to email and talk about the show and what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear, and you also ask me questions. So this is where I will address them. The email address is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com in case you're new and you're like, oh, what is this email thing? And I can just send her questions. And I really, some of them, I really just don't have the answers to. I am coming to you as like your friend. I try to seek advice from others. I try to tell you what I know and what I do and what works for me. But at the end of the day, some of the questions I'm getting, I'm like, whoa, whoa, this is like definitely for like a medical expert. So until I can either find the right person to bring on to address the question, or like I can ask them and then relay it to you, I'm just kind of have some questions that I have on the back burner that are like waiting. So if you don't hear your question, hopefully it'll get addressed one day. This first question is from Anna, and she's looking for advice. Hey, Amy, my husband is active duty Air Force, and we found out only a few weeks ago that he's getting deployed. We've been through a deployment before, but last time I was able to live with my family, and this time we're at a new base where I will be all alone with just my dog to keep me company. I know you've said in the past that you've been in the same situation, and I was wondering, how does one cope with loneliness during this time? So, Anna, I feel like there's so much of this because I know exactly what you're going through and I've been there. And so I'm going to share this with you and hopefully some of it works for you. But I moved to North Carolina and I had never lived anywhere but Texas. I'd always been close to my family, had nobody there. I had no friends. And my husband went to Afghanistan and I was like, well, this is amazing. I did have the radio show, the Bobby Bone Show. So I was doing that every morning. And I will say I was lonely, but my job requires me to be such an extrovert, which I think I typically am. But I'm so out there and talking for 5 hours every morning that a lot of my alone time at home, even though I wasn't, I mean, there would be times I went days without seeing anybody because I didn't know anybody. I mean, I would see Bobby on FaceTime during the show while we were recording. So for 5 hours, I was talking to people and talking to the show and talking to all of our listeners. But I wasn't really interacting with humans outside of that 5 hour block of doing the show, but I didn't mind it. So I wasn't necessarily that lonely. So that's where we're different a little bit because I needed that alone time to recover. However, it eventually caught up to where I was like, okay, I got to meet some friends. Like there's only so much alone time or, you know, so many Fridays and Saturday nights and Sundays that I can spend alone. So I will say I tried to get to know my neighbors, which I did have amazing neighbors and one that kind of, I feel like I got lucky, Marianne, she took me under her wing. She kind of knew everybody in town. We lived in this quaint little town called Southern Pines outside of Fort Bragg. So shout out to anybody that might be listening in that area. But oh gosh, I loved it. And I did have my dog, Josie, which I'm going to go sidebar here. Josie, we had her for, you know, 10, 11 years or so. I'm 11, and she got cancer last year and passed away. Well, we had to put her down because it just got to that point, and it was so hard, and the vet kept calling us to come get her ashes, and my husband finally went to get them, and I have them now, and they're on my dining room table, and they're in this cute little, like, gift sack with tissue. I still haven't been able to open that part up, and it's been on the dining room table for a few days, but I just can't bring myself to do it, but I do know that we want to spread her ashes in North Carolina. Like I want to go back to that first house where, you know, where she kept me the most company and she made me feel safe and protected, which I know, Anna, you mentioned you have a dog and I will say your dog will probably end up being your best friend. And because and Josie was that for me for so much of that time. And we really, really bonded. That's exactly where I want to go spread her ashes. So I don't know, all of this does tie together, but they're just random thoughts I'm having pop in my head that I'm like, oh, I need to go back to North Carolina and do that because that was such a special time for us. And I really feel like that's where Josie belongs. And we actually still own that first house that we live at. So we rent it out, but I don't think the rentals will mind if the renters will mind if we like spread the ashes there while they're there. I don't know. I don't really know how that works or if that's weird, but obviously I'll talk to them or think about it or talk to my husband. But anyway, back to that. Dog was amazing. Neighbor Marianne was amazing. She introduced me to some people in town. Then we got plugged in at a church where I met some friends. And then I started to go to different workouts. And through my church, some of the girls that I met, they started a book club. And even with some other people in the neighborhood that didn't go to our church. But again, it was a small town, so it was easier to have that connection. But started to go to book club, which was so fun. And then I remember being at a body pump class at like our gym. We went to a Gold's Gym. And there was this girl in there. And I thought, well, she looks like she could be fun. And sure enough, I just started talking to her. And I was like, I'm going to make friends with this girl. So I went up to her and I started talking to her. And I was like, basically, do you want to be my friend? And her name was Kate. Turns out her husband was in the military too. Our husbands ended up getting to know each other. They became friends. Still are. So that sometimes you just have to like go up to someone and maybe see if they want to hang out because they may be in the same shoes that you are. And she was. So she was, you know, looking for someone to hang out with as well and ended up working out. We ended up doing like even from that body pump class, we started going to the same yoga studio and then we would meet each other for yoga classes and then, you know, double dates. Like I think for several years in a row, her husband, my husband and me, we celebrated New Year's Eve together at Chef Warren's, which was our neighbor's restaurant. So anyway, those are good little memories for me. But that's all because I literally went up to her at a body pump class and said hi. So Anna, I know sometimes it might be hard to say hi to strangers or see if someone's in the same shoes as you and if they want to hang out. But just know right now, I'm super glad that you have a dog and that dog will get you through so much while your husband's gone. But yeah, get to know your neighbors. Get plugged in. If you do go to church, if you don't, whatever, find a way to get plugged in the community. I started volunteering at a middle school, doing this program, mentoring like young kids. And that was really amazing. And that helped fill some of my time. I mentored this kid named Trevion and he was so cool and awesome. And he taught me a lot, even though he was like in sixth grade. I was like 20, late 20s or something. But all that to say, there are things you just got to get out there and like get busy. You're not going to just sit at home and in your loneliness. So you got this. And if anybody else has tips for Anna, send them my way and I will try to relay them to her. This next question is from Carly. Hey, Amy, I love the show. You talk about your diet on the podcast. I also know that you get recipes from Little Sipper, but was wondering what other places you also get recipes from. Thanks a bunch and giggle. So shout out, Carly. I take it you went to Texas A&M or you do go, which is where I went. Whoop. And I would say my top places that I go for recipe inspiration is Kimberly Snyder. She's the girl Beauty Detox Solution. You'll hear me talk about her a lot. She's famous for her glowing green smoothie, but she has a lot of other really simple recipes that I think are easy to make and really nutritious and good for your body. I also love Kelly Levesque. She's known for her Fab Four smoothie, but she also has other amazing recipes, not just smoothies. Like she has these whole Fab Four meals. She's all about, you know, having four things on your plate at each time. A protein, a fat, a fiber, and a green. So I love a lot of her recipes. And then I follow some people on Instagram that tend to post recipes. Like they're just, I guess, food bloggers or food influencers. And a recent follow that I am just loving and everything I've made from her so far is pretty awesome. And her handle on Instagram is Kale Junkie, at Kale Junkie. And her name is Nicole. I actually want to have her on the podcast because she's been very open about some of her struggles in the past with her eating disorder. And I think she would be a really good interview. I have struggled with that in my past, which is something I haven't really brought up here on the podcast, but I have talked about on the Bobby Bones Show in years past. But I want to start putting that out there and start dipping into that a little bit. Maybe even want to hear from y'all what y'all would like to hear when it comes to that, or maybe different struggles y'all have had when it comes to food or eating disorders. You know, whether it's just anorexia, bulimia, overeating. And that's why sometimes I'm really, and by that overeating, I mean like binge eating. There's all different ways that people suffer when it comes to food, and you may be doing it alone and quietly and feeling like there's no one else out there that could relate to you. And I want my podcast to be a place where everybody, you know, feels like, Well, nobody feels alone. I guess I just say it that way. Nobody feels like they are alone and they're the only one going through it, because trust me, you are not. And Nicole, I think, has an amazing story because, and that's the kale junkie, because she was at the height of her eating disorder. She was a lawyer. She was working out like and super fit and looked great, didn't look like she had anything going on. And people would actually be shocked to know that she was actually a hot mess. And that's what people are really good at sometimes, is we can put on a disguise and make everything seem like it's totally honky-dory and great, when really we're like slowly killing ourselves on the inside, whatever that may look like for you when it comes to food. And I just know that that's a real struggle, for especially for women, but even for men. So that's something that I want to have Nicole on Kale Junkie to talk about, because I think she, I love her story. I love that she's vocal about it, and we'll just start dipping into that hopefully soon. But Carly, I would say my main go-tos, like I said, are Kimberly Snyder and Kelly Levesque. So definitely check them out. I think Be Well by Kelly is Kelly Levesque's website, bewellbykelly.com. And then it's KimberlySnyder.com, I'm pretty sure is hers. So on to the next question. It's another health-related one, I think, with Vital Proteins. It's from Elizabeth. I've been a fan of yours for years, and I'm so glad to have your podcast episodes every week to look forward to, in addition to the radio show. My question is about the collagen peptides from Vital Proteins. I bought the container, and I want to begin putting this into my diet, but I'm not sure where to begin. Can I just put it in anything, like my coffee each morning? What are your suggestions? And Elizabeth, yep, you can basically put it in anything. If you got the blue tub, it's unflavored. It's just the regular, yeah, collagen peptides. There's a green one, which is the beef gelatin, and that like thickens things. So you want to be careful with that, depending on what you're using it for. But yeah, the blue tub is what I use every day. Mary uses it every day. Kelly Levesque is really into it as well. And Erin Opria, my trainer that I have come on and talk about health and fitness, I'm actually sipping a matcha latte with Vital Proteins out of my new white Yeti mug as well. Yeti was so nice to donate tumblers, white tumblers, to our Espoir event that we did here in Nashville. We had swag bags, and Yeti like came through last minute, and we're like, yeah, we're going to donate. And we were like freaking out because they're so cute, and Yeti's amazing, and it keeps my matcha hot for hours. So I love just sipping on that. And yeah, I throw it in there. But really, you could put it in your coffee. You could put it in soup. You can sprinkle it on food. Maybe you have, you know, you're lacking in protein for the day and you've made a predominantly like a vegetarian meal. Like I wouldn't sprinkle it on meat if you're having meat or anything. But sometimes if I've whipped up some cauliflower rice or some zucchini noodles or even pasta for that matter, and I've putting like a marinara sauce on top, I'll put the collagen peptides in the marinara sauce, and then that will be my protein for the meal, since I don't really eat a lot of like actual meat. So I hope that helps, but it's flavorless and you cannot taste it, I promise you. I mean, there's been times where I've been real desperate to maybe get protein after a workout and I just do not have time, and I have put it in a bottle of water, shake, and chugged it back, and boom, I got my protein in. And then that's not all I have, of course, but later when I have more time, like I'll make like a big bowl of oatmeal or something if it's in the morning. So Elizabeth, you can pretty much put it in whatever. And if some of you are wondering, where do I get Vital Proteins? Well, I have it up on my Amazon page. All you have to do is go to radioamy.com and you can see my favorite things on Amazon. Click that and it'll take you right to my page, and you can see a lot of the things that I order from Amazon. There's different categories. There's like the beauty category and groceries. I think I have Vital Proteins under both categories because it is good for your hair, skin, and nails. So that's why I put it under beauty as well as groceries, which I was looking at some stuff that y'all actually really like to buy off there. And I will say the number one item that y'all are loving are the eye patches, which is amazing because I use those every single day. I do like an under eye patch, you know, to help depuff. And I really do honestly see a difference. So I hope y'all are liking that stuff as well. So if you've got questions, make sure you send them to me, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And make sure you're back on Thursday. I've got my friend Jill coming on. She is going to share a super personal story. If you have experienced a miscarriage, or maybe you have a friend or a loved one who has, you'll definitely want to hear Jill's story. She's amazing, and I appreciate that She's able to open up and be vulnerable and come on here and talk with us. And then we'll have some other things that we'll share with you on Thursday too. So until then, I'll see you online or somewhere.